Well, as you have seen and heard on TV and radio advertisements, Black Friday sales are well underway. That's despite the day itself, which is a US phenomenon that made its way to Ireland after the financial crisis, being 2 days away. As we've heard, there's been a call for online shoppers to target their money at Irish retailers. But what's the benefit of doing so? I'm joined on the line now by Niall Bodkin, Managing Director of the E-Commerce Association of Ireland. Now, we heard a short time ago just how important shopping local is for retailers. It's a good thing to do from an economic point of view as well, but what are the benefits for the consumer themselves if they choose an Irish retailer over an international company?
Well, buying from Irish retailers has so many benefits. Basically, for your local economy, it brings back jobs. We expect e-commerce to grow to 30% of all retail by 2030. So, you know, there's a lot of people going online right now, and we want to make sure that their mindsets stay at home, because that money stays in your economy. So it affects your local people's jobs, and, you know, you have to understand that behind every closed door on your street at the moment, there's a family sitting there at the table, and we've all been there. You know, that worry is at home. So you're supporting your economy. But when you buy locally as well, it's sustainable. So if you're buying Irish goods, we're all about our environment at the moment. So it's a great way of making sure that your carbon footprint is kept down. But it's also, there's a lot of extra service and, you know, that personal touch that buying locally has. So when you buy online or, you know, from physical stores, you've somewhere real to go to if for that after-sales service, or in cases where there's someone at the end of the phone that if you want to change or you need something personal done, you can give them a ring.
You've been compiling a directory of Irish retailers selling online. Have companies here gotten better at online and putting themselves up against international rivals?
Oh, it's phenomenal. You know, there's one great thing, like nearly 10,000 businesses come online this year. And the technology is there. It's easy. So the quality of products are there. So we set up thinkirish.ie, and it's a free service for retailers. So if anybody knows retailers out there, they'd like to know about it, because what we do is we put them on a directory and just to let people know that they're there. Because in a lot of cases, they didn't. And the choice mightn't have been there 5-10 years ago, but it certainly is now. We're blown away by some of the products out there. There's sustainable coffee by Moi, and there's Cogs Brains, Cogs.ie, and some really phenomenal quality of product and service out there, yeah.
Briefly, what's your advice to retailers that are maybe only dipping their toe in online or haven't even started yet?
Well, look, don't rush. Take your time. Talk to your peers. Find good examples of websites that are out there, and, you know, get good advice. You know, you can come to the ECAI. We're actually offering free membership for any retailer as a result of COVID, because we just want to get the community together, and then we're going to get together and we're going to offer a real alternative to buying abroad, to give that choice there and let people know that you're online. But take it slow and make sure that you get it right.
Niall Bodkin, Managing Director of the E-Commerce Association of Ireland.